following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center, sir. This way to the parlor.
You mean the lobby?
No, sir, that's the foyer. Shall I ring the valet?
Nah, I already parked.
Right.
Butlers would make tire shopping fancy, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and top brands like DieHard and the Mighty Road Handler. Buy three, get one free on Goodyear Eagle GTs and up to $80 in mail-in rebate on eligible Goodyear tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer ends 5/18. Free tire of equal or lesser value. Rebate ends 6/1. Rebate ranges from $40 to $80. Installation required. See store for details.
An elite group of astro scientists shrunk themselves down to study Little Caesar's amazing new deep, deep dish pizza. They are
Deep Dish Explorers!
Hey, ship, this is Ground Control. How do you describe the 8 deliciously crispy caramelized cheese crust corners of the deep, deep dish pizza?
Delicious.
Thank you, spaceship.
Deep Dish Explorers!
Introducing the deep, deep dish pizza. Hot and ready every day from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $8 for a large, only at Little Caesars.
Pizza, pizza.
Participating
the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal-Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg. Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated. Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. It is a very busy Wednesday. I think we say that all the time. I hear all the national guys say it as well. Man, it's busy. We got so much to talk. I mean, sometimes it's stuff to talk about. Sometimes it's just us personally running around with our heads cut off. But our Loper Link coming up in just a couple of minutes with Brady Bonzel as the track team has had their qualifiers announced for the NCAA Championships in Pueblo, Colorado, which is next Thursday through Saturday, the 23rd through the 25th. As the season winding down, that's all that's left. Everybody else is done up at UNK. We'll talk with Brady about that. We'll talk state tennis with Ron Messbarger at Kearney Catholic. We've had a chance to talk about all the other sports. We'll talk a little bit with him about the Stars going down there as well, and a few other things going on in the world of sports. I want to throw this out to you right away today, because this is one of those things that when I got it yesterday, I went, I just don't understand. And again, it's not a big deal, but because we like to bitch and complain in life, this is one of the things we do on this radio show. Yesterday, the Big Ten, and because there's 12 teams and we'll go to 14, we'll see what they do with that. They had talked about going to that 22-game conference schedule. Play everybody in volleyball, play everybody in basketball, men's and women's, anything where you have that season that you can do that. Well, they don't do that in basketball. 18-game conference schedule for the men. So you're going to play 7 teams home and away, and then 4 teams you're only going to play once. And obviously, you'd like some of those teams to be Michigan, Indiana, the top 10 teams. Well, Nebraska, Michigan State, they'll only have to play once. Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa, they only play once. Iowa and Minnesota are the two closest schools, and they're talking about the range and the travel and the kids getting to school, and if they're playing midweek. No, Iowa and Minnesota, the two closest schools to the University of Nebraska in the Big Ten, they only play once. Again, then they want to make Iowa the rival game in football. They want it to be rivalry, and so you only play them once. It's a bus trip to Iowa, people, and they only play once. I just find it ludicrous that that's the way that pans out, because the whole thing changes the year after that. It's not like it's all going to work itself out in the end. It's not. Why wouldn't Nebraska and Iowa, and especially you've got a Nebraska kid playing for Iowa, you got a Nebraska kid playing for Minnesota, and I don't think you have a Nebraska kid playing on any of the other teams in the conference, and you'll only get to play both Minnesota and Iowa once this year. I thought that was a little crazy. Your thoughts, you can always email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. You can call the Bruce Furniture fan line at 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. Tweet us at ESPN1460-1515. You can always follow us on Facebook and send us your comments as well at Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. But right now, our Loper Link, brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Brady Bonzel, track coach, with us live in studio. Scheduling's never a problem, is it?
No. It's easy. As I think about our last chance meet weekend last year, or last week, we were in Naperville, Illinois, and we were at Concordia University here in Nebraska, and we were down at Emporia, and just figuring out the logistics. I mean, we did that with two vans and a car, but yet figuring out the logistics of all that was actually more complicated than you'd think.
How do you decide where to go? Because if you're going to two spots, you've got to split the coaches up as well.
Right. We have made a decision just from a financial standpoint that the best way to go about things is to every weekend have something on our schedule that's a day trip. Something. And so just given our location, a lot of times there's one option. You know, okay, this weekend there's a meet at Fort Hays, or this weekend there's a meet at Nebraska Wesleyan, or something along those lines. And limit the amount of time that we do the bigger, the overnight trip with a full team when you're talking 60, 70, 80 athletes. And that kind of allows us the opportunity to take people to Kansas Relays or Drake Relays or Mount SAC or over to Iowa State or those longer trips if they need that opportunity to qualify for nationals or developmentally to get to the point where they're eventually a national qualifier. So that's why we end up being split a lot is just that tends to be our approach, is to get people the opportunities that they need, and that's the way we get that done.
I compare it to wrestling a little bit, because you can only got 10 spots to varsity wrestle, but yet they're sending them to open tournaments all over the place to give everybody an opportunity. So without being too brash here, you're sending your hitters, your upperclassmen, the ones that have the times, the ones that have the distances, to, I guess, for lack of a better term, the better meets.
Yeah, some more elite meets, absolutely.
And, yeah, elite, that's a good word to use. But I've also seen the other kids have been doing very well, I think more than ever, at the one-day meets, the travel meets.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, I mean, if you... You know, say it's a distance runner, I'm sending them to a meet, Mount SAC Relays out in L.A. If at the end of the year you look who's qualified for the D1 or D2 national meets or even U.S. championships, Olympic trials, those 5 and 10 qualifiers tend to happen at one of two meets at Stanford or this meet at Mount SAC, which is in L.A. So you're going there to get the competition to race well. For our throwers, sometimes, honestly, what it is, you know, the competition that they actually get at these closer meets is very, very good. But sometimes you go to a Kansas Relays to see that really elite thrower maybe get knocked around a little bit and not actually throw that well yourself. It's amazing how many times we do that. We send them to that kind of meet. Then they come back next week to that smaller, more local meet, and that's when they qualify. So it serves a couple different purposes.
We're going to talk about the kids going to nationals here in just a moment, but Marty Molina, one of them that popped the big one last week in his last meet. Some of the kids went to Illinois for the Keeler Invitational. Some went to Emporia, Kansas. But just how big was last weekend to set you up here for nationals?
Yeah, Emporia is a great place to jump. It's a great place to jump, and it's a great place to throw. And so Andrea Howe got qualified in the discus down there after kind of putting herself on the bubble the night before to meet at Concordia. Then she goes to Emporia and definitely got herself qualified. Marty was already qualified, and so he was able to go in there and be relaxed. And what's been nice for Marty is he's a fifth-year senior. He only had outdoor eligibility left. And typically by the time outdoors came around, he was pretty beat up. And so just being healthier this year has been nice. We haven't jumped him in every meet. And so we're getting to the end of the year, and here he's, you know, he almost set our school record last year at the national meet in Pueblo. That's where we're going back to again now.
Yay.
So he's getting to finish off at some places where he has jumped well historically. He's qualified for nationals in the past at Emporia, so he went down there and popped a big jump. And he was a conference champ one year in the RMAC conference at Pueblo, and was an All-American at Pueblo last year, and he'll get to go back there again.
We're talking with UNK track coach Brady Bonzel. Division II nationals are at Pueblo next Thursday through Saturday. there's quite a few names on this list here. And again, I guess on one hand, should have expected it from all the good things and the personal bests and the school records that we've seen, which even there's a couple of kids I think that set a school record this year that still wasn't good enough to go to the Nationals, which is sometimes hard to comprehend. But just overall number-wise, are you pleased with the way the season has went this far and the number of kids you're taking?
Yeah, we have definitely more qualified outdoors than we did indoors. And we actually had a solid indoor season. I just think we were probably a better outdoor team. The discus is a good event for us. I even look at a guy who didn't make it, Nick Knutson in the steeple, was conference champ there and was running amazing at the Keeler meet, and just clipped a barrier and went down on his face. And if he doesn't do that, he's on the list too. So we're happy with the list, but to be honest with you, there's four or five others that were close. Brady Land in the long jump, he's a sophomore who just made that jump that you like to see him make, that developmental jump. He made that outdoors.
I want to start at decathlon because that takes a special, and Dylan is there.
Yep.
That takes a special, unique, crazy person to be able to do something like that. When do you decide that when you see a kid, you're a decathlete, or on the women's side, a heptathlete? When do you decide that?
You know, it's easy to think with the multis that it's that person who's decent at everything but not great at anything. And honestly, probably when we were in the RMAC, we could get a conference score by taking that approach. In the MIAA, we've taken more of the approach, you got to have one or two events that you're really good at. And Dylan was top three at the Class A state meet in the high hurdles and the high jump in college. I mean, he had attention from some Division I schools and scholarship offers in track coming out of high school. Ended up going to Division I school as a football guy, and when he decided he didn't want to do that anymore, then ended up coming back this direction, and our football team and our track team both gained from that. And so he was just a guy from the beginning. He just fit. He's the prototypical multi guy. He's a good sprint guy. He's a good jumper. They got to learn how to throw. They got to learn how to pole vault. But he's pretty prototypical for that.
What's usually the one? Is pole vault usually the one thing they got to learn how to do?
That's a tough one to learn. Yeah, and you don't have a lot of tree trunks out there for 6'4", 215-pound guys like Dylan to get that figured out. But he's so good in some other events, as he can develop those, I guess, weaker events of his, he's just going to get better and better.
We haven't officially read down the list here. Paul Pope in the 800, Tanner Fruit in the 5,000, where he set the school record earlier this year. Yep. Mark Seba in the pole vault, Molina in the triple jump, Michael Thalkin in the shot put, Ryan Hercock, Kyle Glidden in the discus. On the women's side, we say Marissa Bonger's name multiple times every week. She's in the 800, and as you said, Andrea Howe in the discus. Where's the best chance? Who's got the best chance of maybe get a national championship? I know that's putting coaches on the spot, but basically, you guys look at the charts of where they are going in, and you can fill us in as who's setting better than maybe the others that'll be challenged.
You know, a lot of the people that we got qualified, honestly, got some of the last spots in. But I will say that, Marty's a multiple-time All-American. Dylan was an All-American indoors, as was Marissa. Like at Marissa as an example, she's sitting fourth on the list at 209. Well, it took 211.2 to get in. And there were that's the amazing. I don't think people fully realize the depth and the quality in Division II. I noticed this as I talked to people or in recruiting, that they tend to think Division I, they think of where UNL's at, and then they think everything else and kind of lump that together. And the overall level of Division II, even in the last 3 years, has exploded. The depth is amazing. So literally, there are people sitting at home who didn't qualify for Nationals who could be All-Americans. Everybody at the meet's capable. So when you start talking about who should be an All-American or who shouldn't, any one of them could be an All-American, or we could come home with 10 unhappy people after the meet, too. I mean, there's such a fine line between it being really, really good and it not.
What else is going on with UNK? Because every coach we bring in, we talk about recruiting. The state track meet is this weekend.
Yep.
Talk about, I'm guessing you'll probably be down there maybe viewing some kids. Where are you at with all of that?
Yeah, we're really at the point. I mean, there's always two or three people who kind of pop on the radar late that you're going to watch. I was actually late showing up for you because I was on the phone with a parent.
That's fine. Sign them. Get them.
And, but really, I mean, the majority of what I'm doing right now is looking at who we got and seeing how they do at the state meet, but looking ahead to next year and seeing how that goes. And we feel pretty good about the depth of both recruiting classes. There's definitely some high-end folks. Last week at a at a district meet in the eastern part of the state, there were five guys under 420 in the mile in that district. That's unheard of in the state of Nebraska. And, you know, so I being a former UNL athlete, I have some friends on Facebook, and there's a little Facebook group, and there were some comments about, oh, I hope they're all going to Nebraska. Well, I know one's going to Oklahoma. I kind of slipped in while they're going to one's going to Oklahoma, one's going to Nebraska, one's going to UNK, that sort of thing. So yeah, there's you know, Nick Peterson right here locally is doing great. Again, on our women's side, we're really happy with the depth of that. There's four, five, six gals to be really excited about that'll be freshmen for us next year.
I don't know if percentage is what I'm looking for, but when you think great track athletes, they're usually pretty darn good in something else in a state like Nebraska, where you go, well, man, she is so good, or he is so good in track, but yet they're a volleyball player, they're a football player. Right. How hard is that? Where are you at when you're competing against, say, a kid is just as good at one sport as they are at track? Do you get a lot of that? Is it tough?
Yeah, you know, and sometimes that helps. You know, I think of the relationship we have with Rick Squires and his volleyball team, and we every year will have three, four gals on the volleyball team who are all also on the track roster. And sometimes they were primarily a track athlete. Sometimes they were primarily a volleyball athlete and ended up here doing both. We've had some of that with our football team, too. It does change the recruiting calendar a little bit. You talk to any 18-year-old guy in the first week of September that's a sprinter, maybe a jumper, and they'll just tell you that, beyond a shadow of a doubt, they're going to be a college football player. You know, whereas I'm talking to the distance runners during cross-country season, they're in a season, in a sport that they look to do in college, so they're very focused on being a college track athlete at that point. So I can, that's a good time to talk to them right away at the beginning of the school year. Sometimes with those guys, you go, okay, I'll call you back in November when you've decided you're not going to be a college football player. You know, sometimes they do, but a lot of them don't.
That happens a lot. Always keep that door open. Every coach at UNK and Hastings College has always told me that. Brady Bond's a last minute. Athletic Director John McBride stepped down earlier this week. Just kind of your thoughts on that, and maybe even where you hope the program takes that next direction, because I know anybody on the staff probably has something in their heart and in their mind that they're hoping for.
Right. Well, for one, I really, really appreciate John McBride. And just having gotten to know him over the last 6 years that I've been here, you know, he's pretty understated. He's not the real braggadocious type. He doesn't walk into the room and wow you, but just the authenticity of him and his true passion, not just for athletics but for UNK athletics, is very much appreciated. And so I'm glad he's still going to be able to be on campus and really, I think, be an advocate for our athletic department. And so I'm looking forward to that. You know, as far as the new athletic director, you know, you're always excited. You know, I think there's just been a lot of change. You know, you're the switch to the MIAA, you know, a new leader for our department will be coming in, and just looking for, I mean, I think there's always the concern about fundraising. There's always concerns as far as those things go. You know, are we able to be competitive in the MIAA, or whatever questions you might have? But ultimately, I think anytime there's that change, there's the opportunity for people to get geared up and excited for what they're doing.
Well, we'll have a story to follow over the summer, and we'll have a story to follow out in Pueblo next weekend. So, yep. Brady, best of luck to you and the 10 student athletes that are headed out there.
Yep, thank you.
You bet. Brady Bonzel, he is the track and cross-country coach here at UNK. Again, they're headed out to Pueblo next weekend. And since our last Loper Link, a couple of other stories with UNK, former Loper corner Arthur Hobbs signed with the Hamilton Tiger Cats. He'll be playing in the Canadian Football League. And Brian Wiest and Anthony Pacheco, named to the All-MIAA team. Wiest, a first-teamer. He also, as we mentioned yesterday when Coach Day was with us, that he is up for the Tino Martinez Division II Player of the Year Award, one of 41 semifinalists. And Anthony Pacheco was named the Freshman of the Year in the MIAA, which is one of the top honors that anybody's got in any sport in the MIAA this year. Kind of hard to crack through. And the Lopers men's golf team finished ninth at the regional that wrapped up last Wednesday up in Wisconsin. And really good showing two of those 3 days. I know they'd like to take that middle round back, and they might have moved on to Hershey, Pennsylvania. And our buddy Chris Kelzer from over in Wood River, his final round as a collegiate, gets a hole in one. So what a way to end things up there for UNK. And that is our Loper Link, brought to you by Russ Smith at Charter West National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show right after this.
Hi, I'm Mike Greenberg. Tired of your allergy symptoms interfering with your life? Try Allegra. Only Allegra is both fast and non-drowsy. It starts working in just 1 hour and keeps working for 24 hours to relieve your toughest symptoms, like sneezing, runny nose, and itchy, watery eyes, even on the toughest pollen days. So stop suffering and start living with Allegra. Applies to first dose only. Among OTC-branded antihistamines, use as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Wendy's presents The Copycat.
Hey there.
Hey there.
So glad it's lunchtime.
So glad it's lunchtime.
Yeah, trying to save a few bucks.
So
I went to Wendy's for their right price, right size menu.
So I went to, well, somewhere else.
Got a junior bacon cheeseburger, side of chili, and a Frosty.
Got a, well, cheeseburger.
Value menus are not the same. Wendy's new right price, right size lineup has big tastes, starting at just 99 cents.
Now that's better.
Prices and...
Some of Nebraska's finest high school athletes compete for state titles this coming weekend. Get live updates right here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Friday and Saturday, presented by Tom Dinsdale Automotive, Obermiller Seamless Siding, and Brian Jensen Clothing.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with a few isolated showers or storms possible. Otherwise, expect a high of 81 as winds out of the east stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower or storm with a low near 58. Right now, it's 73.
Superstation on a Wednesday, which is Big Burger Night at the Chicken Coop in Grand Island in Kearney. Big Burger Night every Wednesday night for just $5. Order any of the burgers off the menu, like their 7-ounce crown chuck and fries, or a cheeseburger, mushroom burger, the Totally Jack burger, the bacon burger, whatever you want. It's on the menu every day of the week, but on Wednesday night, it's $5 for that and an order of fries. And don't forget, if you don't make it in for a Wednesday evening meal, they've got lunch specials every single day. Today, it is the turkey BLT on ciabatta bun with a choice of a side item, only $5.99. Full menu, full of great items. And those are at the Chicken Coop, from a pizza, from a steak, from a chicken tender hoagie. Oh, it's all so good with their great wing sauces on them as well. And watch your favorite sports. And don't forget happy hour from 2 to 5:30 every Monday through Friday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Just had some breaking news from Hastings College, where after 24 years, Jim Bovey has resigned as the head baseball coach at Hastings College to take additional responsibilities with the institution. He'll be responsible for Hastings College's institutional research. He'll remain on the faculty as assistant professor of sociology and maintain his current course load. And Bovey's appointment as head coach of Bronco Baseball in 1989 marked the return of the sport to Hastings after a 15-year absence. So during his tenure, which included seasons from 89-90 through 2012 and 13, 572 wins led the Broncos to 7 conference championships and 2 tournament appearances, and earned 2 tournament championships, excuse me, and earned the admiration of his peers around the country. And so a new head coach will be on the horizon according to Athletic Director Jerry Schmitty, who says Jim has embodied the best baseball has to offer. He has a deep understanding of the game and an abiding interest in the well-being of his players on and off the field. We'll miss his leadership, knowledge, and humor in the athletic department. Schmitty said the search for a new head coach of Bronco baseball will begin immediately. So Jim Bovey steps down as the head baseball coach at Hastings College. That just coming down at this hour. And we will have more on that as conditions warrant. So keep it here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Hastings College softball saw their season come to an end yesterday with a 9-2 loss to Freed Hardeman out of Tennessee. So they went 0-2 in the NAIA National Tournament. Both games fell behind. Yesterday, Freed Hardeman was up 6-0 after three innings. In the bottom of the fifth, the Broncos began to put some pressure on them as Kelsey Haler and Jackie Stickley singled, and Felicia Graff was able to double in both of those. Graff also broke the school record for career triples with 13, breaking the old school record. So Hastings College will end the season at 29-14, coming off their first ever regular season GPAC Conference Championship. They were seventh in the preseason coaches poll and end up winning the championship. So congratulations to Hastings College on an outstanding year. And today, Bellevue University, who beat Freed Hardeman out after that last night by a score of 9-2, taking on Oklahoma City, and would have to win that twice to advance on. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Going to talk a little tennis here with Ron Messbarger from Kearney Catholic in just a little bit. The state tournament gets underway tomorrow. Very busy time of the season, so we'll talk about that in just a couple of moments. State soccer wrapped up last night, and the Omaha Scut girls scored with 35 seconds to go in regulation, and it eventually went to a shootout. They tied it up with 35 seconds to go. They beat Elkhorn South in the shootout to win it 3-2. And just like the Class A boys final, the Class A girls final was 1-0. Millard West defeating Millard North to take home the championship. The final rankings, Hastings girls finished fifth in Class B from the Lincoln Journal Star. In district golf, it was the A1 at Riverside yesterday. Creighton Prep wins it with a 295. Fremont 317. Hastings 318. They're all headed to the Class A state meet, which begins Tuesday in Lincoln at Pioneers. Qualifying individually from Grand Island was Dylan Holloway. The Islanders finished fourth as a team. The C4 yesterday at Indian Head. Gibbon wins it with a 317. Elgin and Ord also make it in. The medalist is Gibbons' Riley Reinertsen with a 69. Qualifying individually is Matt Hansen of St. Paul and Easton Sood of Grand Island Central Catholic. The Class C meet is at Highlands in Lincoln. The Class D will be at Meadowlark Hills in Kearney. And Cambridge, on their home course, wins it by one shot over Medicine Valley at the D4 yesterday. Overton was third. Shad Wellman of Elwood shoots a 71. He's a medalist. He brings home the hardware. Britton Ferguson and Devin Hollowell of Elm Creek. Austin Ackerman of Bertrand and Garrett Ring of Alma also make it in as individuals. By the way, Class B is at Jackrabbit Run in Grand Island next week. Well, the state tennis tournament gets underway tomorrow. Class A is in Omaha and Class B is in Lincoln. And let's take a look at what the Kearney Catholic Stars have with Coach Ron Messbarger. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Doug. Thanks for having me on here.
Well, great to have you on, and as we said last night at the little pep rally they had for the Stars, this on paper, seed-wise and all that, seems to be maybe one of the strongest teams that the Stars have ever taken to state. Is that a fair assessment?
It's one of the strongest ones we've had in, you know, in a long time, probably 8-9 years. Having seeds in the 1 and 2 doubles and then a low seed but still a seed in the 2 singles, that it's going to make us very competitive down there.
Well, let's start with taking a look at the team here a little bit. And I asked you the question last night, and kind of every time we have a tennis coach on, we ask him or her the same question. During the regular season, you're playing 6 singles. You're playing 3 sets of doubles. How do you determine when it's time to pick your teams for the state? How do you determine who's going where and how that all plays out?
A lot of times it's just like trial and error. This particular season and this particular team, they're so deep and so strong that we really had difficulty coming up with a combination. This year we went to five different invites, and I think on four of them we tried different combinations. It was the last two we kept the same combinations, which is what we have right now going down the state. But the others, we tried different combinations each time, and we were very successful at all the divisions. Duels, like you said, you have six singles and three doubles, and we played what we thought was our strength, and so that we could win those duels, and we were very successful in those duels.
Talking with Ron Mesbarger. He is Kearney Catholic's tennis coach, and of course the name Mesbarger, familiar with tennis not only at the high school level, but great tutelage, great family tradition there, and that plays in again on this year's team, doesn't it?
Yeah, I guess so. We've got two Mesbargers playing one doubles, Lauren and Michelle. Lauren, a senior, Michelle, a freshman, and they've got their strengths and they've got their weaknesses, but them being sisters, they communicate real well with each other, and I guess they have a history together, so they've come out to be a really strong team.
Do they ever communicate too well?
Yeah, I guess. You know, they have their little spats out on the court. You can tell that they are sisters. A lot of times you will see teams kind of getting disgruntled with each other, but out on the court, when things aren't going the exact way that they want, you do see a little bit of sisterly combat, I guess.
Well, let's move on, take a look at the number two doubles. Again, Lauren and Michelle are undefeated at 23-0, and Shayla Connor and Morgan Studi are the number one seed at number two doubles. They've been down this path before. They've got the experience. They're also undefeated. What makes their game so good?
I think a lot of it is, they're very good athletes. They have a history together, having played volleyball and basketball. They're very competitive individuals, and so they go out there and they fight for every point. The combination of, for two doubles, one doubles and two doubles, the main goal is to get to the net, win the points. And with Shayla and Morgan, Shayla can stay back and keep that ball, she hits nice deep lobs, keeps the ball deep, and allows Morgan to kind of take control of the net and then do with the net what you want.
Take me through the singles now, number one singles, number two singles, and what's in store for those two young ladies.
Well, Allison DeMoss, she's playing number one singles, probably ended up with the most difficult draw. She's going to play fifth seed Omaha Duchenne. And, it's going to be a very difficult match for her. We're not saying that it's not winnable. And what we've talked about, like last night, we're not taking anything for granted. Whether it's us with a top seed in our doubles or we are playing a top seed, we're not taking anything for granted. We're not looking at that seed. We're not looking at really who we're playing. We're just going out there and we're going to play our game. Number two singles, Brooke Muche, has really come a long ways here in the last couple of weeks. She's like 16-2, I think. Has a perfect style of game for two singles. She can keep the ball in play for as long as her opponent can. Plus, she's got a lot of offensive weapons there. She likes to go to the net, which you don't see a lot of in two singles. She can place the volley. She can angle them and put the ball away. She can keep the ball in play. And so I'm really looking forward to her and what she can do there. She's an 11th seed down there. She should have an easy, reasonably easy first two matches, and then we'll play a third seed from Omaha Scott. And that will be, it should be very competitive and should be a lot of fun to watch.
Ron Mesbarger, Kearney Catholic tennis coach, with us for just another minute. State gets underway tomorrow. Some of these kids have played upwards of 44 matches around the state. Some of your girls have not played quite as many. Some of that's because of the weather that's affected everybody else. Ron, tell me, are you satisfied with the level of competition that your team has seen this year, and has it prepared them? Do you hope that it has prepared them properly, as in other years, for state?
Yeah, we, you know, this season, because of the weather, we've lost, I think it was 5 duels. You know, those aren't postponed duels. Those are just canceled duels. But when, again, and we don't have as strong or as large a record as a lot of schools do, you know, where they might be 39 and something and 40 and something. But the teams that we have played, especially our doubles, both of them, you know, they've got, they're both 23-0 and 17-0, but it's the quality of teams that they have played. And so that's what makes them, well, that's what got them the seeds, is the quality of teams that they've played and the quality of teams that they have beaten. As a whole, I think we are peaking at just the right time. We had practice yesterday, just the 6 of them, and we were out there playing out points and stuff, and it just, everybody is looking really strong, really looking very good, and I think we're peaking at just the right time.
And, Ron, let's put it as we always do. Fans want to know the chances that you guys have at bringing home a state championship, state runner-up trophy, and who the main competition will once again be.
Well, I think we're going to be in the running for it. There's probably 5 teams, Elkhorn South, Omaha Scott, Grand Island Central Catholic, McCook, and ourselves. And I think you will find the state winner and probably the runner-up in those 5. It all depends on, you know, it'd be nice if GICC kind of helped us out and knocked off Scott or Elkhorn. But the same with McCook and GICC, we could be helping them by knocking off some of those Eastern teams. I think you will find, like I said, within those 5 teams, you'll find a state champion and a runner-up within them.
Well, Ron, we wish you and the ladies the best of luck down there in Lincoln, and go get them.
All right. Thank you much.
You bet. Ron Messbarger, coach at Kearney Catholic. Let's give you some of the names of the girls. They do seed them through 12 spots, and we'll stay with Class B. The number 1 single, Sadie Gehring of Grand Island Central Catholic, is the number 2 seed, and Renette Stridham of Holdridge is the 6. In the number 1 doubles, Lauren and Michelle Messbarger of Kearney Catholic, 2. Katie Golka and Alex Reich of Grand Island Central Catholic, 4. Madison McConaughey and Sydney Landle of Hastings, the 5 seed, and Holdridge's Brianna and Alexa Obermeyer are the 11 seed. In the number 2 singles, Annie Allman of Holdridge, the 5 seed, Emma Riley of Grand Island Central Catholic, the 7 seed, Bailey Christie of Hastings, the 8, and Brooke Mush of Kearney Catholic, the 11. And in the number 2 doubles, Morgan Studi and Shayla Connor of Kearney Catholic, the number 1 seed, Mackenzie Jensen and Bailey Williams of Holdridge, 7, Kelsey Flaherty and Taylor Wojcik of Central Catholic, 8, Maureen Boyd and Madeline Swoboda of Hastings, 9, and Kelby O'Meara and Caitlin Schultz of Lexington are the 10 seeds. Now, Class A is in Omaha. Number 1 singles, Riley Manah of Grand Island is 8. The number 1 doubles, Leah Limbaugh and Jaden Trimble of Kearney are the 4 seed. Josie Scarborough and Allie Richardson of Grand Island, the 10 seed. The number 2 singles, Paige McCora of Kearney is the 10 seed. And the number 2 doubles, Kearney's the 10 seed again with Emily Koski and Abigail Crocker. So best of luck to those young ladies. Folks, don't forget, maybe you're getting ready to head out into the field today. You've got it all planted. You're ready to go. Ready to get that pivot set. Hope it says T&L on it, folks, because it is going to save you time, money, and water. The choice is simple with a hydrostatically powered pivot from T&L Irrigation Systems. For years of proven hydraulic technology you know and trust, and most importantly, it makes life easier on you. No hassles, no more dangerous electricity, and more production from your crops. Time to make the change, or time to update. Whatever the case may be, maybe you just need another one. Maybe you've acquired more land. You know how good it is. A hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation. See your local T&L dealer today or online at TLIRR.com. T&L, proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We know what season is here, grilling season. We also know you need to give your grill a break sometimes. I suggest you do that on Mondays and Tuesdays when all kids' meals are just $1.99. Hey, we're not talking fast food here, real burgers. We're just trying to do your grill a favor at HK Sports Bar and Grill, where our grill is bigger than your dad's.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. We're all so busy, lot to do, many places we need to be, business travel, appointments, family commitments. Trying to find time to get caught up at the office can be impossible. That's why you should use GoToMyPC by Citrix. You can securely access your entire office computer from wherever you are. All you have to do is use your smartphone, Mac, PC, or tablet. With GoToMyPC, you can use any program, edit any file, send any file, just like you're at your desk. But you could do it from a coffee shop, the airport. By the way, I get a lot of work done at airports. Hotel, restaurant, even from home. GoToMyPC, easy to use, easier to set up. Try GoToMyPC free today with a special 45-day free trial just for my listeners. GoToMyPC.com, go there, click the Try It Free button, and enter the promo code Colin. Then you just download the free app to your mobile device. GoToMyPC.com, try it free, the promo code.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney know health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with a few isolated showers or storms possible. Otherwise, expect a high of 81 as winds out of the east stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower or storm with a low near 58. Right now, it's 73.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Let's take a look at our Midtown Mark Cooler question. Yesterday, we asked which team do you think will win the Stanley Cup now that we're down to the Elite Eight. It was pretty balanced, by the way. 33% said the Boston Bruins. I think people just want to see Boston win it. So 33% took the Bruins, and then 25% the Blackhawks and Penguins. Then the rest of the votes were split up. And our vote today, our Midtown Mark Cooler question is, which route should UNK go in hiring their new athletic director? Should they go outside the program or inside the program, a UNK D2 type ties, or outside the program that doesn't really have any ties to the University of Nebraska at Kearney? Which route would you like UNK to go in hiring their new athletic director? You can vote on our Midtown Mark Cooler question today at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. As we mentioned moments ago, breaking news from Hastings College, where baseball coach Jim Bovey has stepped down after 24 years. Now, this is not moving out, getting rid of things. He is going to take additional responsibilities with the college, be responsible for institutional research. He'll remain on the faculty as assistant professor of sociology and maintain his current course load. So he's going to be a busy, busy man. Our sports director in Hastings and the voice of the Hastings College Broncos, Mike Will, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, did you see this coming?
We just concluded a season. I saw nothing coming from Jim Bovey. Had no inclination that he was even thinking about the possibility of stepping down. You said he was a busy guy. In addition to all of his duties that he has at the college, he's also on the Hastings Board of Education, where he serves as the president. So his table has been full for a couple of years now, and I guess I'm not surprised, but surprised about the situation today.
This will be a new era, because I guess I had to be reminded here in the press release, Coach Bovey is the only baseball coach this program has known. They restarted the program with him.
I'll tell you what, I've been around for a long time. At least I feel I've been around for a long time. And all the years we've done Hastings College baseball, naturally, he's been the head coach. He's been the man there. So, yeah, it'll be different coming around next season.
I guess when you hear something like this, you wonder if this is strictly, hey, it's time to put away the baseball and take over what you want to do here with your collegiate duties. The seasons just a couple of years ago that they made it down to Texas into the regionals, I believe is what they called it, the NAIA at the time. And Hastings College baseball records have never been great, but that's because they've got an RPI like the Huskers have. They always go find good competition. You don't think that at any point here they were just looking to take a new direction, were they?
I don't think so. Like I said, Jim Bovee has been with the program from day one, and his attitude is always been to play the best teams around, or at least the best teams available. They don't really care what their non-conference record is. They gear in to the conference season. It's kind of a new stride when we get to the conference season each and every year, because if we win that, we can still qualify for the national tournament. That's what happened a couple of years ago. We went out, had a dismal record in the non-conference season. We kind of wiped that clean, but we go out and win the conference, and we get the automatic bid to the national tournament, and eventually we end up down in Texas. So I don't think that had anything to do with it.
Talking with Mike Will here. He's the voice of the Hastings Broncos and sports director in Hastings for our network of stations. You take a look at Jerry Schmutty has had quite a, I don't know if you'd say quite a few turnovers, but there's been some coaching changes in his short tenure.
I think he's been able to hire just about every coach now. I think this will be one of the final ones, and I don't think he came to Hastings with that in mind. It's just been the fact that that's the way the chips have kind of fallen here in the past 6-8 months. Jerry Schmutty came in and immediately had to hire a new women's basketball coach with Jeff Dittman leaving, and then Kerry Hofstetter coming on. It's just been kind of a domino effect since that point, and this will be another one that Jerry Schmutty will have to take under his control here and find a baseball coach. They always play like a fall season, so it's not like Hastings has a lot of time. They certainly got time to hire a new head coach. And I think the timing is very good. Jim Bovee stepping down now at the end of the baseball season. So they basically have the summer, and then they get into a fall season that they have played in the past before they get on into their spring conditioning and things like that.
We talked about all the things that he has accomplished and the things that he does. He was also inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame for his service and his work with the NAIA and all the things that go on behind the scenes back in 2010. I guess one more question, Mike, because I'm sure we'll be tracking down Coach Bovee for his actual comments here this afternoon. Take me through the assistant coaching staff. Would there possibly be somebody there that would be have the credentials that might be able to just take over the program?
I don't think so. I think most of his assistant coaches in the past have been former players and maybe guys that graduated a couple of years ago. I think Jerry Schmutty will look outside the program and bring in somebody new.
Well, he's a great guy, too. You always hate to lose a great guy, especially when you get to work with him on a daily basis almost during the season.
Like I said, that's the only thing I have known as far as Hastings College baseball is concerned is Jim Bovee. I just seen the press release that they sent out. His overall record, 572-635. So that's a lot of baseball games played in the old diamond, isn't it?
1,200. Apparently he didn't like the new lights, huh?
He got to play under him, I think, once or twice this year, so that's about it.
It messed everything up. Well, Mike, I wanted to get your thoughts real quick. We'll let you get back on the trail. Thanks, man.
All right, bud.
Mike Will, sports director, Hastings, and, of course, the voice of Hastings College Athletics, joining us here to talk about Jim Bovee stepping down as the head baseball coach at Hastings College after 24 years, restarting the program back in the 1989 season after a 15-year hiatus. So a lot of improvements have been made at Duncan Field, and hopefully things will continue to go in the right direction for the baseball program. Here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, where their hail sale continues. South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. You can check out their inventory online at thinkmidway.com. On every new vehicle, customers will receive the regular rebate, the midway discount that's always there, and now the hail discount. And for pre-owned vehicles, customers receive the midway discount and the hail discount because there was a slight dusting of hail about a month ago. The discount's substantial, even though the damage, you can hardly even tell. A good chance, especially if you're getting the kid a car, if you're getting a work vehicle, this is perfect. You may not care that it has just a couple of little dings or a couple of little hail spots on it. This is going to be a great way for you to save a little extra money on a new or pre-owned vehicle from the Midway Auto Dealership. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram. See them today on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
All across the country, there are those who are going pro. They are taking their game to the next level. They are swishing, flossing, and brushing those hard-to-reach places. They are going pro with Crest Pro Health. They are getting a clean that will transform their oral health and shedding their amateur status and going pro with their oral care routine. Go pro with Crest Pro Health. Life opens up when you do.
Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pain. We can handle all of your insurance claims. We're the quickest cure whenever your glass breaks. Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor. Call us 7 days a week and we'll be there. Your home, car, or business, or anywhere. Windows, mirrors, tabletops, we'll take good care of you. Glass Doctor, Glass Doctor. Call the Glass Doctor, we'll fix your pains.
The NBA playoffs on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Presented by AutoTrader.com. The Oklahoma City Thunder built a 17-point first-half lead in Game 4. But the Grizzlies kept chipping away and took the game in OT. Now, we return to OKC as the Thunder look to stay alive.
Oklahoma City and Memphis, Wednesday night at 8:30 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A mix of clouds and sun develops today with a few isolated showers or storms possible. Otherwise, expect a high of 81 as winds out of the east stay at 5 to 15. Tonight, there's an isolated chance for a shower or storm with a low near 58.
Right now, it's 73.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I believe we will get a chance here before the end of the show in just a couple of minutes to talk to Jim Bovee at Hastings College. So we're making that connection right now. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox here. This comes from Dustin, who says, "Well, Doug, I imagine when the conference leadership sat down to work out the schedules and the hundreds of games that involve, the notion of how well this works out for the Nebraska program was right at the top of the list of priority and things to consider." Thanks for the sarcastic email, Dustin. Of course, we were talking that the Big Ten yesterday, they didn't give the dates, they didn't give the times. They just said these are the teams that the men will play with the unbalanced conference schedule. That means there's four games that Nebraska only sees that team once, and one of them is Iowa, which just doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't Penn State be the team that you only played once? You travel it halfway across the country. It's just the way it is. Iowa and Minnesota, the two closest programs to the University of Nebraska, and they only play them once. So I guess we'll see how that all pans out. And that was just one of those things that when you see it, you just go, huh? What? Before we leave you, we're going to talk about the Big Ten meetings that are going on in Chicago. But right now, we are graciously joined by Jim Bovee, the head baseball coach at Hastings College, who just in the past few minutes, it was announced that he is going to step down after 24 years at Hastings College. And, Coach, thanks so much for giving us the time. First, congratulations on a great baseball coaching career and all the things that you have done. We were just talking with Mike Will and going over some of your accomplishments. But it's at a time like this. People, the first question is usually, why? Was this something that you've been thinking about all year, and what brought this out?
Well, I told my team, which of course is hard, I just had to meet with them, that, 24 years ago when I started this, I thought, well, I'll do this 4 or 5 years and move on to a bigger job. And then after a couple years, you realize you like it, and I thought, well, I'll do this until they fire me or I can't do it physically anymore. But, your kids get to an age where, you're missing a lot of stuff, And, you know, my daughter's played 18 softball games already this spring. I've seen two of them. You know, in the last few years, I realized the end was probably closer than I once thought it was. And early in March, started visiting with some of the administration here about, you know, if and when I decide this is it for me, whenever it might be, is there something for me here, or do I need to look elsewhere? You know, we've had a lot of change over here, obviously, and a lot of the guys with institutional history, you know, the Phil Dudleys and the Ian Roberts and the Bob Borchers and the Rich Lloyds and the Ken Rodises aren't here anymore. And so I met with the academic dean, and he met with the president. We met a couple weeks later, and they said they had some things in mind that they thought would fit me. Of course, then we get into the conference season, and you're not thinking about that. You're just scrambling to win some games and try to get in the tournament and run the tournament. And then Monday, I went in and talked to the academic dean and left the conversation thinking that I'm going to do one more year. You know, I just told him I don't see myself doing this in 2 years just because Jennifer will be a ninth grader and Mike will be a seventh grader at that point. But then as conversations proceeded on Tuesday, we decided that the school felt that they wanted to fill this position. We haven't had this position before. As I told somebody 24 years ago, I got a master's degree in statistics. It's probably time I start using it. So we made a decision, and we thought we should tell as many of the guys as we can before they leave after finals. And so, of course, that was the hard part. And so here we're at. Here we are. And I've made the career change at 24 years, at least partial career change. I'll still teach my current load and then be about 40% institutional research. So,
did the way you guys finished the season, because you were playing pretty good baseball, did that make it, you kind of touched on it there in your answer, but did that make it tougher to, because you said, yeah, maybe I will come back. Was that why? Because you guys played well towards the end of the season?
Well, you know, there's a couple things. You know, coaching is such a roller coaster. You know, the one thing that Lance did so well is he made the decision before the wins and losses could sink in. You know, and you're off someplace and it's 41 degrees and you don't know if you're going to play the next day because it's snowing and you're stuck in a hotel and your kids are playing in a basketball tournament somewhere. You think, man, this stinks. You know, the next day you win two games on seventh inning rallies and you're thinking, why would you do anything else? You know, so, you know, how this season went really didn't have, you know, I'd like to think we were 28-14. Instead of 14-28, I'd probably still be doing the same thing. You know, you can't say for sure, but, you know, it's such a roller coaster, you know. And the other thing is you always have kids that you think, well, I'm just going to stay till they're done. You know, we have a huge junior class, so I'm thinking, well, maybe I should just stay till they're done. We can all go out together. But then, you know, there's going to be another guy, another class. And so at some point you got to make the break. You know, I told them I can argue you should keep me for a year or you should let me go for a year. I can argue either way. And you're not going to hurt my feelings, whichever one you say. It's going to be tough for me. It's going to be emotional for me no matter which one we do. So,
Jim Bovee with us for a couple of minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show, announcing that he is going to step down as Hastings College baseball coach after 24 years. I got to play off what you've told me a little bit here just in this short conversation, Jim, and you probably can't tell me even if you know, but do they have somebody in mind? Is there somebody on staff? Is there somebody available that they might not have been able to get next year?
Well, Jerry Schmuddy is not the first athletic director that we've had here who has told me every athletic director has a short list for every position, even their own. I don't know what that list is. I am looking forward to the congratulatory emails that I've already receiving. I am not looking forward to the emails from coaches around the country asking me what I know about the position.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I mean, he may have somebody, I'm not sure. You know, we have never had a full-time assistant here in baseball at the college, so it's not like football where we've had full-time assistants, and almost every time we've had an opening, you have some assistants that immediately you interview. I've always had graduate assistants, and that's not to say they couldn't do an outstanding job, but that's not as common a route to go as it is to hire somebody who may have been a full-time assistant here. So I don't know. I know he's already met with four or five of the players who will be on the committee. You know, and he's obviously got experience doing this. We've probably put him through more experience than he's wanted here at the college in terms of hiring for Mr. Schmuddy. But, I mean, he's done a good job hiring, so I think he'll do a good job here, too. If he wants me to be involved in any way, I can. If he doesn't, I'm fine with that, too.
Jim, Mike, Will, and I were just talking before we had you on. We just surmised you didn't like the new lights at Duncan.
Well, you know, kind of glad I got to coach at least once under him. And there's so many things that go through your head. You're thinking, they're going to do the renovation. I'm not going to be the coach when the renovation gets done. But, hopefully my son will play there someday when we get the renovation done. And I would hope that the city will still, I'll take more of an active role in the youth and the Legion baseball here now. And hopefully I can continue to be involved in some of those decisions that affect more than just Hastings College, affect the whole baseball community here in town. So.
Well, you've done it all with the Hastings College baseball program, building it from the ground up again. You've been involved at the national level, as we said, being inducted into the NAIA Hall of Fame back in 2010. And it's so early here, I hate to ask you a couple of memorable moments. We talked about going to Nationals in Texas a couple of years ago, but do you have a couple of things that stand out immediately here about your run?
Well, obviously the most recent was when, we won the conference 2 years ago. Really out of nowhere. Nobody expected that. Had four or five big horses on that team and really rode them. That was, personally for me, that was a great deal because I had basically drawn up the whole playoff structure for the NAIA, and then we had gotten a chance to participate in that. You go further back, obviously the first game you ever played or, the first time we ever won a conference title, and I was as green as the kids were and, really didn't know how tough that was going to be. Things like that was kind of a neat deal. So, lots of good moments that you remember. Some not even on the field. Some of the times that you had in hotels and on road trips, and even looking back at some things that weren't maybe so pleasant at the time, you can kind of look back and have good memories of now. So, and lots of good players. Who were good people. We've had some good players who weren't always such good guys, and we've had great guys who weren't always such good players, but for the most part, we've had guys who were good people and good players, and fortunate to have so many of those guys.
Well, Jim, let me leave you with this. I guess we would ask this at the end of any season. What's the baseball team going to be like? What do you got coming back, strengths for whoever takes over the program next year?
Well, like I said, we got a big senior class that are real. They're good students. They're good leaders. So that'll be a good thing for anybody. Recruiting's gone pretty well. And, of course, now the challenge is we got to keep them on board. And I've always told kids, you shouldn't come to a school just because of the coaches. You should go because of the school, because no coach can promise you 4 years. And even though I've been doing that for 21 years, promising you 4 years, I guess. But are there some holes that we need to fill? Yeah. Offensively, we're not a real good team. We lost two really good starting pitchers, so there's some holes to fill. Whoever it is going to have a team with some pretty good work ethic. And one that's not going to cause you a lot of non-issues. And you still want what's best for those guys. You still want them to be successful. And it's going to be hard not being a part of it. But they gave you some good years, and you hope that they feel the same about you and that they can move on and do even better than what we have here. So.
Jim Bovey joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, stepping down after 24 years as Hastings College baseball coach. Coach, thanks for all the time that you've given us, and thanks for all the great work you've done, and I know that you will continue to do.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm still on my bucket list. I still want to co-host with Damon Day someday. So, I got more time now to do it. So, it's still on my bucket list, guys.
We will get that done. Don't forget, negotiations are already underway.
All right.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Take care. Jim Bovey, head baseball coach the last 24 years, announcing this morning that he will be stepping down to be responsible for Hastings College's institutional research, staying on with the school. So kind of some shocking news coming out of Hastings. When you don't see it coming, sometimes hey, from the insider, I'm going to step down at the end of the year. Just don't say anything. That was definitely not the case here. So that's going to wrap things up for our Doug and Daddy Show. We want to thank Jim Bovey for joining us on the program today. UNK track coach Brady Bonzel stopping by to preview the Nationals next week in Pueblo and the 10 Lopers that will be competing, and also to Kearney Catholic coach Rod Mesbarger as his team gets ready for the state tennis tournament tomorrow. We do have NBA basketball tonight here on ESPN. Chicago, Miami will bring you Memphis, Oklahoma City, tipping off at 8:30. Our coverage begins at 7:30 this evening here on ESPN Radio. Tomorrow on the show, we get ready for Nebraska-Michigan baseball. We'll be talking with the head coach of the Wolverines. We'll be previewing the state track meet. We've got a whole lot more going on as well as we've got a full week ahead of us. So that's it, folks. Enjoy it. We'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.